The World of Nowruz. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, if you remember, we talked about Nowruz in India and Pakistan. Today we will discuss Nowruz in Azerbaijan Republic, Turkey and Iraq. Stay tuned! Nowruz is the feast of spring and an ancient feast among some of the nations and ethnicities in the world. In short, it is the feast of the vast region engulfing Iranian culture and civilization. This feast is marked with a special mood in the Republic of Azerbaijan. The people of Azerbaijan have gone through many ups and downs for more than a century as they could celebrate Nowruz just in the houses of Azeri people. But after the independence on October 18, 1991, Nowruz expanded to neighborhoods and then main squares of cities and towns, turning it into an official and national ceremony which is celebrated for 5 days. Spring feasts begin in the Republic of Azerbaijan before the start of spring. People celebrate 4 Tuesdays prior to Nowruz as a symbol of marking 4 elements of earth, wind, water, and fire. The eve of the last Tuesday is called Akhir Çarşambe, meaning the last Wednesday, or Yel Çarşambe. Çarşambe meaning Wednesday, a wind. People jump over the fire and welcome the coming of Nowruz in advance. This custom is accompanied by Falgiri, a kind of fortune-telling in which young girls and boys eavesdrop behind the doors and predict the future of the owner of the house according to what they have heard. Some of the young girls and boys in Azerbaijan Republic go to their neighbors and knock at the door. Then they put a hat or bag behind the door and hide. The neighbor should pick the hat or bag and pour some candies or gifts and put it back behind the door. Coming of Nowruz is accompanied by festivities in different cities of Azerbaijan. It is customary in Baku that each year one lady called Bahar Khanum goes on top of the historical tower, Giz Qalasi, or Maiden Tower, and kindles fire there. Thus, she gives the good news of coming of Nowruz. Azeri people, like Iranians, spread haftsin, tablecloth. They prepare the 7 items that Iranians prepare for the tablecloth. But they also add milk to these items, because milk begins with the letter S in Azeri, as it is called süt in that language. Milk symbolizes health and beauty in their culture. Azeri people also make pastries and cookies for Nowruz. One of these pastries is called Shakarbura, which is made with almond and pistachio. Among other pastries and cookies mentioned can be made of baklava and shur chorai, or salty bread, which is indeed salty rather than sweet. On the eve of Nowruz, all members of families gather in the house of one of the elder relatives and have dinner together. The main food is fish, which should be made for dinner. It is also customary to put a ring on the fish's head. This ring must be worn by the oldest single daughter in the gathering. They believe that this will make her happy and she will find her suitable husband. Nowruz has been expanded in Turkey with coming to power of different rulers. In fact, Nowruz has been held as important feast since the Seljuk rule in parts of Turkey in 1307 to 1377. Plus, the two Molavi and Bektashi schools used to hold Nowruz rituals in great esteem. Hence, the Iranian Nowruz prevailed in the country. As the Ottomans came to power, Nowruz found its way to the Ottoman court. It was observed very splendidly. During the Nowruz days, special customs used to be held, such as making Nowruzi a blend, donation of flowers and fruits among some of the courtiers, and offering Nowruzi presents to the Sultan and some of the government officials. Turkish people still mark Nowruz, as in different parts of the country, this feast enjoys high status. In Mersin Silifke region in southwest of Turkey, Turkmens go to the countryside on Nowruz and they're received with hospitality by the inhabitants. In Gaziantep, located in south of the country, Nowruz is called Sultan Nowruz. According to some local myths, Nowruz is a dervish who flies like a bird on the eve of March 21st. In some villages of Malatya, Nowruz is celebrated as the feast of end of winter. In the city of Agri, the youth on the eve of March 21st embark on eavesdropping the words of others. Then, they try to understand their intentions to see whether their wishes will come true or not. Nowruz is celebrated very gloriously in the southeastern cities of Diyarbakir, Şanlıurfa, and Mersin. This shows the customs and folklore of the locals. This feast is characterized by playing surna, dohol, and holding speeches beside fire. These ceremonies are held in the main squares of cities and villages. Moreover, different kinds of confectionaries and dishes are made at home. In Istanbul, Kurdish people mark Nowruz in carnivals. Iraq is another country where Nowruz is marked every year. It is in fact the Kurds of the country who have contributed very much to the thriving of this feast in Iraq. For Kurds, Nowruz coincides with the start of the new solar year. They consider Nowruz not just as the day of wealth and plenitude, but as a symbol of peace and rapport. According to the myths, the Kurds consider Nowruz as the day of people's freedom from the oppression of Zahak by Kaveh. Kaveh is a blacksmith in Shahnameh of Ferdowsi. Kurdish people go to the nature during Nowruz holidays as they believe that the nature is a symbol of God's power. Many people go to the highest point in their region or the roofs of their houses and make fire while enjoying themselves. The celebrations of the Iraqi people are very glorious. Every year, more than 150,000 tourists come to Iraq to see Nowruz in Kurdistan of Iraq. All the streets and neighborhoods are ornamented with lights and flowers. People of Kurdistan wear local clothes. Many tourists also wear these clothes. The clothes of men include a long-sleeved shirt, loose trousers, and a vest over which a belt from fabric is worn. It is a 4 to 5 meters long cloth that is wrapped around the waist several times. Kurdish women generally put on clothes with happy colors, but the conspicuous feature in their clothes is the colorful cloak that extends from the shoulder up to the ground. Dear listeners, next time we will speak about Nowruz ceremonies in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Turkmenistan. Many thanks for being with us.